Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 10, 1805. Indian roads, impassable streams. Lewis is forging ahead on land, believing he is not far from the headwaters of the Columbia and a navigable water route to the Pacific Ocean. Finding the Shoshone remains uppermost in his mind. He writes in his journal entry,
"We set out very early this morning and continued our route through the wide bottom on the larboard side of the river. After passing a large creek about 5 miles, we fell in with a plain Indian road, which led towards the point that the river entered through mountain. We therefore pursued the road. I sent Drewyer to the right to kill a deer, which we saw feeding, and halted on the river under an immensely high perpendicular cliff of rocks where it entered the mountain. Here we kindled a fire and waited for Drewyer. He arrived in about an hour and a half, or at noon, with 3 deer skins and the flesh of one of the best of them. We cooked and ate a hasty meal and departed, returning a short distance to the Indian road which led us the best way over the mountains, which are not high but rugged and approach the river closely on both sides just below these mountains. I saw several bald eagles and 2 large white-headed fishing hawks. From the number of snakes about the cliffs at which we halted, we called the Rattlesnake Cliffs. At the distance of 15 miles from the Rattlesnake Cliffs, we arrived in a handsome, open, and level valley where the river divided itself nearer into 2 equal branches. Here I halted and examined those streams and readily discovered from their size that it would be vain to attempt the navigation of either any further. Here also the road forked, one leading up the valley of each of these streams. I wrote a note to Captain Clark, informing him of the occurrences which had taken place, recommending it to him to halt at this place until my return, and inform him of the route I had taken, which seemed to be in favor of the southwest or left fork. Accordingly, I put up my note in a dry willow at the forks and set out. About 1.5 miles, I discovered that the road became so blind that it could not be that which we had followed to the forks. Neither could I find tracks of horses. I therefore determined to return and examine the other myself, which I did, and found that the same horses had passed up the West Fork. I now wrote a second note to Captain Clark, informing him of this change. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 10, 1805.
The Rattlesnake Cliffs are located about 10 miles southwest of Dillon in Beaverhead County, Montana. The cliffs are composed of early tertiary extrusive volcanic rock, largely rhyolite. The rock is often badly fractured, which allows it to form numerous little hollows when it weathers. These little hollows make excellent dens for snakes. Tomorrow, an Indian.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.